Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning we wrap up week 12 of devotions out of the devotional book Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, which means there's one more week to go. And then I'll be deciding where I'm heading next with these morning broadcasts. But this week we've been looking at serving with purity. The book is 13 weeks of daily devotions that I've written, where each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how we serve. And so all week we've been looking at how we can serve God as we serve people in complete purity. Or at least in as much purity as this human flesh can manage with the help of God's Spirit. And so today we're looking at the specific topic within that of purity of actions. I kind of led into this a little bit yesterday when we talked about purity of thoughts. When I mentioned that it's our thoughts that eventually determine what we do. The more that we think upon something, the more likely it is that we're going to end up acting upon it. It's why the things that we allow into our mind have such a great influence on us. In the book of Proverbs, God says that even a child is known by his actions, whether his conduct is pure and right. People watch, whether you like it or not. People observe what we do. And by their observation, and because of their observation, they make determinations whether we can be trusted. Whether our words carry any weight at all. And we can be the most truthful person in our words ever. But if our actions are not pure, if our actions are not living out the words that we use, then our words really end up having very little value, if any. And as we serve people, those that we serve notice how we treat others. They experience how we treat them. And any words that we would share about Jesus, about the hope that we have, will end up falling on rather deaf ears if our actions are not pure, if they're not right and godly. It's one of the reasons why it's such an important thing to pay attention to what we do. To recognize that the little things do make a difference. When we decide that no one's watching, at least in my experience, those tend to be the times that people are watching more closely than ever. And we think, I can get by with this one little thing. I'll sneak out of work 5 minutes early. No one will even know. I've given more than they deserve anyhow. And once we start down a path of actions that are not pure, it makes that next impure action a little bit easier. And we may sneak out of work 5 minutes early when we've been specifically told that no one clocks out early. And then we start taking little things. Oh, nobody will miss it. They have more than they need. It's all paid for by somebody else anyhow. And we rationalize in our mind how those little actions make sense to us. but someone's noticing. Years and years ago, I had a little Ford Ranger pickup truck. And there was a time that I had a very young, rather young nephew riding in the truck with me. And he asked this question about, and I've forgotten now. My mind has slept way too many times since then. But it was this question about whether Uncle Tom smoked or whether he drank. I forget which it was. And we're looking at it, well, no, why would you ask such a thing? And he had noticed in the bed of the pickup truck either a cigarette butt or a beer can or something that had caught his attention. And it raised questions in his mind. If my actions matched to my words. And whatever it was back there was not something that I had put there or had used, but there was the action of noticing. And sometimes people don't notice what we do as much as they notice the results of what we do. The signs that are left behind that kind of give us away. And whether those signs are accurate or whether that's just putting two and two together and coming up with 12 doesn't matter if we're not in relationship to where they can see that just doesn't add up. For this nephew of mine, it didn't add up. And so he asked. And as we live life, I've said this before, those that are outside of Christ, those that we need to serve in order to show them the love of Christ, often have a more clear idea in their mind of how Christians ought to live than what Christians have. And I'm not talking about living a legalistic life that follows all of the rules and has no love. But I'm talking about paying attention to the people around us, to what they notice, to what matters to them. And that we align our lives with God's word in such a way that our actions are viewed as pure by Him. And then there's really no question left. When we begin to make excuses, we can be fairly certain that our actions probably aren't what even we know they ought to be. Or we would have no reason to make excuses. And life in Christ is such an incredible thing. And to be able to share that with people in a way that draws them to Him. Is a privilege that comes to those that live as servants of Christ. Who monitor their own actions. And continually seek God's help to align their actions with God's will. Last night I had the privilege of speaking at a Good Friday service at Deer Run and talked about a time to remember. And in the message, I talked about an invitation to remember, and it probably wasn't the invitation most people really thought about when they first heard that statement. But an invitation by the crowds for Jesus to save himself, to come off of the cross. And how many times do we live life hearing the invitation of the world to take the shortcut, to look out for us, to don't worry about anyone else? I talk about that invitation from the crowds there at the foot of the cross was really the same invitation Jesus received from Satan as he was tempted in the wilderness after his 40 days and nights of fasting. That temptation of a shortcut, of bypassing God's plan, of bypassing God's will in order to save himself. A lot of heartache, a lot of trouble, a lot of suffering. And yet, when we choose to live with the purity of actions, we must reject the invitation of the world to join them, to put ourselves in the place of God. And when we reject that invitation, we humble ourselves and join the work of God that He desires to do in us. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to give careful thought to your actions. Not only how others see them, not only how you see them, but how does God see them? And consider how often you give in to the invitations of the world to consider yourself better than others when God has said you need to consider others better than yourself. As we prepare even today to worship together tomorrow as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, what greater celebration can we have than celebrating our risen Lord with the purity of action, knowing that's what He gave and that's what He calls us to? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us has called us to yourself in holiness and purity. Your desire for us is that we would live with a purity of actions as we serve you in the way we serve people. Father, help us today to examine those things that we have allowed into our life that may not be pure. The habits that we have that we hide from others because we're embarrassed. We know they don't line up with what you want. And yet we've not yet been willing or able to give them up. Those little things that we think nobody are noticing. And yet they impact our witness for you. And Father, as we evaluate, as we see those things, may you give us the courage and strength and desire to remove them and to purify our actions in every aspect, every area that we can, by the help and power of your Spirit within us. And Father, as we live in this world, may we become practiced at saying no to the invitations of this world that would lead us away from Jesus, that would put ourselves in a position above others, that would keep us from serving the way you've called us to serve. Father, may our actions be purified by the truth of your word. Not so much by what others want, or not even by what we want, but by the instructions that we read and meditate upon from your word. And God, today, may this purity that we serve with help others to see Jesus in greater ways. And Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray for purity of actions in their life. That they would see a consistency in us between our words and our actions and your word as a model, a pattern that they can choose to live by. So that they, their actions at school, their actions at work, their actions at the recreation and playtime would be pure. That they would know the value of living and serving and doing life with pure actions. Father, today I continue to pray for my friend Barb and the struggle that she's in, the fight for her life. I pray for her family. She's been fighting this battle with the COVID pneumonia and the effects of it for going on 3 weeks or better. Father, you can bring healing in the midst of situations that seem hopeless. Father, I pray that you are glorified in her life continually, even as you've always been. Father, today may every one of us pause and think about the people that we know, the ones that we love, those that we have been called to serve, and may we lift them up, knowing that you care even more than we do. And Father, today, may our actions of going to you in prayer about everything lead us to a greater purity in everything else that we do. And may our purity in serving help people to see Jesus as we lift him up at every possible opportunity so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God today so that you can be a blessing to others. If you're in the South Bend area and looking for a place to worship God together with others on Resurrection Sunday tomorrow morning, we meet at 10:30 a.m. 2730 South Ironwood Drive, Deer Run Church of Christ. You can also find us online and live service at that same time on Facebook and YouTube and our website at drcc.net. If you have a church home, may God richly bless your time worshiping with them. And may each one of us go into the weekend and this celebration prepared, because we've been worshiping God every day. Have a great day.